If there's no star.
There is no star here. The star is unclear. It's equivalent to no star.
What do you mean? At the end of the day, when he's saying that it could have been two, he's doing it. We know there's a star, there's a halach here going on, right? It's a halach, which is the fact is the halach is potter, right?
Right. Halach makes it go for a hakol.
What makes the halach?
Nothing to do with the star.
What makes the halach?
Okay, so whatever reason it's halach. Okay, because the star makes it halach.
And if there's...
That's technicality. No, the same thing would be if it wouldn't be a star and he would have said hey, what would be, you know, there's a machlekes between the guys and the nachlas tavin would be without a star. Let's say I come along and I say the malvis says you owe me five, and the levis says no, I only owe you two, and here it is, and he hands him the money. So according to the nachlas tavin, that's halach. He hands him the money. Right, hand him the money is halach, and you're potter from shua because it becomes kaifer hakel, but there would not be haza because look, I was nice to you. I gave you the money. You should, you know, I'm not being mayiz. I cared. I mean, if I wouldn't have handed you the money, it wouldn't be haza. So because I handed you the money, it's haza. That's an achas of his taina. Well, according to the guys, by definition, once you hand the money and you're continuing being kaifer the other three, that's haza. Right? So this machlekes is not just in this case. It's, the machlekes would be by a milvah peh too.
Isn't that a machlekes of Sheshes and Bchia?
No. Rav Sheshes and Bchia is whether Halach swears. Rav Sheshes holds that Rav Chia holds. Sorry, I forgot who holds what. Rav Chia holds.
You do swear.
What?
It causes a shvur.
Yeah. So Rav Sheshes holds that halach is potter because it becomes kaifer hakel. But the kaifer hakel is potter for exeris hakasa. Kaifer hakel is not potter because ain't other mayas. Now the question is, so kaifer hakel, there's two separate things about kaifer hakel. Kaifer hakel is potter from his mode of mixes, exeris hakasa. And it happens to be that there is ha'aza to do kaifer hakel. But the two are not totally zebizet. They are two unrelated principles, right, of that word, you know, of when you're prisoners kaifer hakel. One is it's no chiyav shua. It's exeris ha'kasa. We learn from kiyu zeh that only made them mixes chayav shua, not kaifer hakel. And two, in a chazal said, Rabba said that when a person is kaifer hakel, it's tremendous ha'aza. Well, there are two unrelated things. They're not totally zebizet. So the Nachas David assumes that when you do a halach, could be by milvah peh, could be any milvah, however it becomes a halach, even though it's considered kaifer hakel, legabe, that there's no chiyav shua, because as far as that, it is a kaifer hakel, but legabe, the fact that kaifer hakel has tremendous ha'aza, it's not true. Because Adarab, I was nicer to you. So there's no ha'aza. That's an assumption. And the guys are saying, and I can hear, that just like it's Kaifer Hakel, the Gabi, that there's no Chiyav Shua, it's also Kaifer Hakel, the Gabi ha'aza, because the ha'aza, not that they're connected, Zabazet, but the ha'aza is connected to the Taina. To the time, it's not to the money, it's a principle, and the principle is that you're being kaifer hakel.
I'm just saying, in the Nachas David, he doesn't see ha'aza if a mice, I'm giving him something. That's
right, because he understands why is it that Maida B'mixas is not ha'aza and kaifer hakel is ha'aza. What's the difference? So he understands because Maida B'mixas, I'm giving you something, so I'm being nice to you. Listen, I'm not being of such a meanie. I'm giving you something. Kaifer hakel, I'm not giving you something. So he says, if you give a halach, take a kaifer hakel, where you're giving the person more, so there's no ha'aza, it's a kal v'chomer. Mada ma'ida b'mixas is not ha'aza, so a halach, take a kaifer hakel, is surely not ha'aza. But the guys are saying that what causes a ha'aza is not the fact that you're not giving him something. What causes the ha'aza is it's the personal insult that you're just denying what I'm total. You're totally, you're calling me a total liar. You're saying that everything I said is a lie. That's the insult. It's insult. It's not the money that's driving me crazy. It's you're denying everything I say. So therefore, since it's halachically a kaifer hakol, so it's halachically you're denying everything. It is a kaifer hakol. It is a azah. I think it's a very nice machlekes. I happen to like it.
Would we say, according to this, that the ishtamutze and the ha'azah are connected inversely, meaning that the amount of ha'azah is dependent on how much he's pushing it off, or as opposed to how much he's denying?
The amount of ishtamutze is based on, yes, ha'azah. There are different factors. I know ishtamutze.
I'm saying, like, in the case of Halach, he's not really. You can't really say he's pushing off because he's planning on paying it later, because he's denying everything. Meaning kaifer akol, you're saying I have no intents of ever paying you back. I know, okay. even though kaifer akol, there's an amount of ishtamutze also, but it's not really the same as by my mitzvahs. That
okay, you can say it. I said a drop different, but okay, I don't think it makes a difference. But let me move further. Okay, we're agreeing what you said yesterday. I'm agreeing. But then the Nachas David has a second gasha. The second gasha is that the Maisa, this svara that you said, Taisis, only works if you say Halach is Pata. Because then in Lomdis, it's considered like a Kaifer Hakol. But if you say Halach is Chayim, it doesn't work. Taisis says that Beferish. Therefore, this svara doesn't work when you get to step three in the Gemara. And then Memeda, you're back with the exact same question. You should have a migui when you say three. A migui could have said two. It's the exact same question. So, and the answer that the previous answer didn't work. So you have to come up with a new answer. The new answer being that the person doesn't want to say two because he doesn't want to look like that he said it because of the shtar. He wants to look honest. So the Nachas David said, Kasha, to me is a tremendous Kasha, is that you have to say that Svara Taisus says is MS, because and what David says in the second Taisus, because that's the only way that you can answer the Gemara later. So once we know for sure that Svara is MS, because it's the only way that we can answer the Gemara later, then we might as well use it to answer the first question. So even though, so Memeda, what right does Taivas have? Taivas asks Akasha in Taima, right? It's not Taivas, that means when Taivas asks Akasha on Dawud Amanav in Taima, that means Taivas and his Havamina didn't know his answer. Why doesn't he know his answer? Obviously, that means there's some Chiddush in his answer. His answer is not a Dover Pashit. It's not a, if it be a Dover Pashit, it wouldn't be an Im Taima. Taivis starts out with an Im Taimar, means that he doesn't know the answer. So then he goes ahead and he goes ahead and he's mechadish the answer. So says the Nachas David, what right does Taivis have to mechadish the answer that he gives? That Kaifer Hakol is that since it's Kaifer Hakol. So there's Ha'azah, don't be mechadish that answer. And just give the same answer you're going to give later, because since you know for sure that the answer you're going to give later is definitely true, so there's no hechruch to give the answer. Right? The rule in Havamina Maskana is that the Havamina is always a pashtus. You only say the Maskana because you have a hechruch. So, but here there's no hechruch to give Taibis's answer in the first Taisis, because he could give Taibis's answer in the next Taisis, the third Taisis. So since he could give the answer that he gives in the next Taisis in step three, there's absolutely no hechruch to give the answer that he gives the new answer he gives in step one. So what right did Taibis have to be mechadish or chiddush when there's no hechruch? Right? That's in the Nachas David's second kasha, which sounds like a very, very Chavetz Chaim dikka question. That you only drop the Havamina with a hechruch, and there's no hechruch because we know a different answer, and that other answer is muchruch, because you have to say it to answer step number three. Right? That's a kasha.
But he would never, if Halach is as a cheshbon. Tosis is asking based on Halach being potter, and that's Taibis why a person would be. That's why a person.
Taibis gash is based on the fact that two's potter. It's not based on whether Halach is potter or not. Taibis gash is assuming two's potter. I should have a migoy three. After I could have said two.
There's two different reasons
in the Gemara why the Gemara thought two's potter. The Gemara in the first step thought two's potter because of Halach. Gemara Naskana says two's potter because of Sayyid Ishtara. But that's not relevant to Tavis's Kasha. Tavis Kasha is, for whatever reason, two's potter. So I have a migwe, I could have said two. I don't care why two's potter. For whatever reason, two's potter, I could have said two, and I would have been, I have a migwe.
Right, the second Taisus he does say, right? Again, just clear, right? The second Taisus he says, Kivan the Hail Chayev.
No, that's in that Taisus. We're in the third Taisus. So, you know, we're comparing.
I'm in Lyle Mosa.
What the second of the item?
Me too.
The item, he said, Kivan the Hail Chayev, but the Maisa, you are Potter. The item, Shtai and Potter.
Right, I'm saying the Taisus is working in that step. That since
right,
now we discover my
path
to come back.
Halach is chayev, then you can't give the answer that I gave before. That's what Taisus is saying. Taisus says you can't give my first answer. Taisus said his first answer on Dawud Amid out.
Right.
His first answer was predicated on the fact that Halach is potter, therefore it's kaifer hakel.
Oh.
So Taisus is saying, and it's in the next Taisus, the third Taisus. That at this stage of the Gemara, you can no longer give that answer because now the Gemara is saying, Halach is chayiv. Halach is chayiv, that means it's not called kaifer hakel. It's not called kaifer hakel, you don't have the answer, my previous answer. So, not that his answer is based on that, he's saying that the first answer that I gave will not work out anymore since Halach is chayiv. And maybe the kasha comes back. Terry says, I got a different answer. So the Nachas Dovis Kasha is, so good. So once, Tavis, you agree that you have a different answer, so then there's no reason to go ahead and say the first answer. So what you're saying for, right? I always tell this story. I must have told the story 50 million times that I went with Rabbi Grumblatt. We used to go to Rav Plashinsky when she was in Eretz Yisrael. And he used to give us a shiur, and every other Friday night. And there was a Gemara, I don't remember the Gemara, maybe it was in Suvis of Yesh Einus Begitin, I don't remember. But there was a Gemara where there were two Ikadiyamres, and they were almost word for word the same, except there was some slight difference, you know, like sometimes the Ikadiyamre was like in Yesh. Starts out Yeshai Begitin, and then the other gets Ikadiyamre Einai Begitin. But basically, the Gemara is exactly word for word the same. It's just, is it a kasha or is it a raya? You know. So he had a certain kasha on that Gemara, and he said a beautiful shir to answer the kasha. The only problem, well, we realized that his answer only worked in one Ikadiyamre. But in the next Gemara, three lines later, whatever it was, where the Gemara says the exact same things, word for word, and the same kasha that he had on the Gemara before is on the next Gemara, and his answer didn't work out. So the Gemara repeated itself twice, right? You have the exact same Gemara, repeated in two places, about five lines apart. You had a kasha on both of them, the exact same kasha. He gave an answer which answered the first for some technical reason, but one answer the second. So we thought we got him, no? So we asked him this question. So he said, "No, I know I'm mitaretz chada, at mitaretz chada." Listen, there are two kashas. There's a kasha on the first kasha Gemara, kasha on the second Gemara. Okay, I answered half the kashas. I don't have to answer every kasha in Shas. Okay, so you work on giving a share to answer the next kasha. What is it? Is there something wrong? I answer one kasha. I have to answer the shlug of my share because I don't answer every single kasha. Right? But I did not accept that answer. I fell off my floor because Parshat Shat, if there are two Gemaras that are identical, whatever answer you're going to come up with the second kasha, second time, will work for the first time because it's identical Gemaras. There was some fluke that his answer didn't work in the second Gemara. But the normal thing, if you have verbatim the exact same kasha in two places, you assume that the answer that worked for one will work for the other. So what do I mean?
So why can't we say
what do I need Rapashinsky's Tyra for? Say, leave me your Tyra. I'll figure out whatever the answer, the X. I don't know what the answer to the second kasha is, but whatever is there, it answers your kasha. So we don't need your Tyra.
So why can't you say Tyra likes his answer? Why can't you say Tyra likes his answer on an olive better than his answer on an bays?
And if we'd rather say that. I told you.
I don't get the answer.
Because Tyra has the im timer. If Tyra says the im timer, that means that Tyra and his Havamina didn't like it. It's not like Tyra loves his answer. It's like Tyvis is in love with his answer. He just feels
better. He likes it better.
Tyvis Hamina did not like it. So why does Tyvis say it if his Hamina doesn't like it? Tarit says because he has to say it. But once you have to come on to the second answer, whether you like the second answer or not is irrelevant, but you know that it's true. Because that's the only way you can answer the Gemara later. So you
if
know
Halach
that answer is true. So
if
once
Halach
you know that answer is true, then there's no hechlof to give your first answer.
Yeah, that's if Halach is chayv, I'm forced to it. But if Halach is punter,
I can't get that. That's klar. What can I do? It's klar. There's no. The answer that he gives on Amadeus has nothing to do with whether Halach is Pater or Chayiv. The answer that he gives on Amadeus is a good answer, being whether Halach is Pater, being whether Halach is Chayiv. So once that answer is good, so there's no Hechruch to give your answer. It's the same thing with Plashinsky. I don't know what the second answer to the second Gemara is, but there's an answer. Once that answer is right, I don't need your answer. So don't, there's no hechruch. There's no reason to say your answer to say Shidushim when I know there's another answer.
Just two steps in that. Number one is that Tysus got finished saying, Tysus himself, Rebbe would agree, I think, that trapped himself. Because Rebbe, Tysus, everybody agrees that Tysus was the one who asked the Gemara and who said, let's say Amigu on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. And Tysus said, Migu da'oz, it's out, right? Kaifu b'kol's a migu da'oz, it's out. It's like it's saying the problem is the person's alive. No, Teretz, the person's dead. It's finished. There's nothing to start. His Teretz, once we say migu da'oz, it's out, his kasha doesn't begin.
But excuse me, so why did Tavis ask his kasha on that Gimel and Aleph? I'm down on Aleph. He already said Tavis on Gimel and Aleph.
Awesome, right? That was our kasha yesterday, I thought. And we machadish what the switch was and how Kaifu b'kol works.
Okay, so whatever it is, so there's a chiddush. Tavis and Daf Dawid Amen Aleph is being mechadish a chiddush, which is not the pashtus. So we're just simply saying that since it's a chiddush, Tachas David says it's such a big chiddush he doesn't hear it. We disagree with the Tachas David and we say we can hear it, but it's Mineu Bey Mochrok from Tavis that it's a chiddush. If it wouldn't be a chiddush, Tavis wouldn't ask the im timer.
Okay, but now this kaifer
kol,
right?
Once it's a chiddush, so the Nachas Dovin has a tremendous kasha, then you have no right to say it. Because you have no right to say chiddushin when you don't have a hechruch. You don't make up chiddushin without a hechruch. You don't drop a havamina for no hechruch. So if your havamina held that the chiddush is wrong, and your mechanish the chiddush only because of the question, but since anyway there's a different answer for the question, so there's no hechruch, then there's no reason to say your answer. That's the pashtus.
I'm just saying if Tysus understands that that Halach made such a spout when it says pater that it looks to the degree that it's kaifer akol, and now Tysus already committed himself that whenever it's kaifer akol, it's a migu da'aza, so that's toast. Right, so now once Tysus understands that that's the level in the chiddush, he's not arguing with the other. He's arguing
the chiddush. So don't say it. You're not answering the question.
Once it's less of a chiddush. It's less of a chiddush.
did not want to, it says in Tamar, it means there's a chiddush. Once there's a chiddush and there's no reason for Tisus to say it. Don't say your chiddushim if you don't have to. That's the rule in life. You don't say chiddushim without a hechrav.
Okay, and try number two is that on Amud Beis, Tisus does fall into a problem because he comes out that Rabbi Akiva is much more shver as opposed to the first try. In the first try, he has an answer for Rabbi Akiva.
I don't care, but is it MS or not MS? What's the difference if he's more shver?
He doesn't want to make two shver. He's got to make one. He'd rather make one shver than two shver.
Excuse me, it's not shver. David doesn't leave it Tzarech Ian. He doesn't leave anything Tzarech Ian on Amud Beis. It's not true. He doesn't say anything Tzarech Ian. Don't show me.
Rebbe said at the beginning of Shia that Rebbe Akiva is ununderstandable. Once you say it,
I never said. Tavis doesn't leave Rebbe Akiva shver on Amud Beis. It's not true. The checker. Midrash Sheker Terechak. I'll play the Midas machine. The Tavis does not leave anything shver. He doesn't say that it's
Rebbe
shver.
Rebbe said before that Rebbe Akiva is more shver because once that Tzarech Tzarech is in the Kaddish, then why is it
Mej Vaveda? That's step three. And Tavis answers that also. There's nothing left shver at the end of the day. It's a chiddush. It's a big chiddush. But
how's
it's Mesh Vaveda?
How's it Mesh Vaveda? The guy would never want to say two.
But what's the difference? But the Maisa, it's true. You got a problem. That's your problem. It's not Tavis's problem. Tavis doesn't ask such a kasha. So you want to ask me a kasha? Ask me a kasha. But Tavis says on Daf Dawid, it's the same thing. Tavis on Daf Dawid says he has a good answer. All we're saying is the Nachas David's kasha is purely mathematical. If Tavis on Daf Dawid Amud Beis has a good answer, then there is no hechrof to say you're chiddush. If there's no hechrof to say you're chiddush, then why say it? That's all. That's a simple cheshbon.
Really, why isn't there a concept of a better answer and a worse answer? I don't understand that.
I don't know. I can't explain.
We would hack the Rishiva on the Shmuz, right? And the Rishiva would say chiddush. The whole point of the hack was to try to prove that's too big of a chiddush or lesser chiddush. So if one is a bigger chiddush, I'd rather say lesser chiddush.
That's because we don't know that the other chiddush is true. But once we know, because we know we can swear on a shua deraisa that the second chiddush is true, even if it's a bigger chiddush. But once it's true,
We're stuck saying it at that point, but at this point, we don't have to say that.
But that doesn't sound, I'm sorry. You don't say something at this point. David says it. He says it. Why? There's no reason to say it.
That if Eilich is Potzer, then this is the lesser Chiddush. Uh-huh. If Eilich is Chayiv, then I have to say a bigger Chiddush.
But once you have to say that bigger Chiddush, and you know that bigger Chiddush is true, then David should come back and say, listen, I made a mistake. And there is absolutely no hechrof to say my first chiddush. Tavis does not do that. Tavis doesn't come back and take a pen and cross out the first tisus. He didn't do that. Tavis should have said, you know what? I said this because I thought it's a smaller chiddush. But in retrospect, it's not a smaller chiddush because I know that the second chiddush is true.
So the first
the second chiddush is true. There's no need to say this chiddush. So after I get to the second tisus, I erase the first tisus.
Tisus should have said, if Eilich is Potter, I would answer it like this. But since Eilich is Chayiv, I'm going to answer like this.
This is a Gemara later that works. It's a machlokes of Eilich is Chayiv or Potter. It's two steps in the Gemara. But since there's a Gemara later that's just working with the assumption that Eilich is Chayiv, and on that step of the Gemara, you have to give a different answer, which proves that answer is true. Tyrus MS, you can take a shrua deraisa that it's true. Memeda, there's no hechrof whatsoever to say what I'm saying now. Therefore, I will not say it. Right? That's it. That's what Tyrus should say. And I retract it. I take it back.
I think Rupuchinsky holds like us.
I think Opashinsky does not hold like you. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Is Rebbe saying he shouldn't have asked his kasha altogether on Gemara?
No, he shouldn't have given his answer.
So what would he have done? He would have asked the kasha, and then
Kasha, and he should say that he can give his answer. What he can do like this: you want to speak it out clearly. He should ask the kasha and give the answer that he says. Then he should say, "Miu, this answer doesn't work in the Gemara later. Therefore, I'm going to drop this answer and throw it out, and I have to say a different answer."
Right, so that's a good point. Tysus really should have put it, the two different maskles together.
And he should have dropped it. That's the main point. He should drop his first answer. He should say, this is sheker because of.
So Rebbe's saying even more. Rebbe's saying a higher step. Rebbe's saying that both are true, according to Tysus's mind.
Tybus says both. That means Tybus holds they're both true, but he has no raya that they're both true. He only knows that the second one is true. And once we know the second one's true, then there's no raya that the first one's true. So therefore, you shouldn't say it. They're both chidushim. The first one is a little chidush. Second one's a big chidush. But they're both going against the pashtus. And they're not connected. They're not totally zebizet. They're unrelated chidushim. They're two totally unrelated. If the first chidush is, if the second chidush is predicated in the first chidush, then it'll be fine. There'll be no problem. But the two chidushim have nothing to do with each other. So you're saying two unrelated chidushim. One is a little chidush, and one is a great big chidush.
But Rebbe, if I'm know
for sure that the great big chidush is true. If I'm there's no hechrof to say the first chidush.
Oh, but if I'm rabshatious, I would say that's true. The first chidush is true. If I'm rabshatious, right? I hold halachas potter. At the end of the day, I hold halachas potter, right? That's true. There's no migu, according to me, if I'm rabshatious.
Because Tybus is proving what the Gemara holds. Tybus is batel daitel to the Gemara. Once you see the Gemara holds of this svara, then you might as well say rabshatious holds of that svara too. We're not going to make a machlekes. No. Tybus proves from the Gemara later. The Gemara held that sad heilach is chayim. That Gemara says a svara. Tavis explains that Gemara. The Gemara doesn't spell it out. Tavis explains that the Gemara must be working with a svara, that there's not a good migui to say to, because a person doesn't like to say something when the shtar is Messiah. The Gemara doesn't even spell out that svara, but Tavis is proving that the Gemara holds of that svara. It's mukhrach, that the Gemara. Gemara means Rav Chia. Rav Ashi, who wrote the Gemara. Right? Rav Ashi obviously holds of that svara that Tosfos says on the Gemara on Daled Amud Beis. So once Rav Ashi holds of that svara, there's no reason to assume that Rav Sheshes also doesn't hold that svara. You don't make machlokes for no reason.
What? Rav Sheshes holds halachas potter.
No.
Rav Sheshes holds his potter, Rebbe.
Rav Sheshes holds that ice cream is good with nothing to do with anything. That's not for nothing, not related machlokesim. You don't make unrelated machlokesim out of nothing.
Rav Ashi was trying to bring a raya or not a raya. That do we have a raya to the concept of the halach? Doesn't Rebbe agree to that? The Gemara's not bringing a raya to halach? The Gemara's bringing a raya to machlokes Rav Chia. And Rapshatius. The Gemara saying, do we have a raya? We don't have a raya.
The Gemara at the end says a svara. The Gemara didn't say that svara because halach is chayiv. It happened to be the Gemara said that svara in the Madamar that halach is chayiv. But once we say that in the Madamar that halach is chayiv, we'll say that same svara in the Madamar halach is potter. We're not making machlekesim in unrelated machlekesim between the Rav Chi and Rav Sheshes. Please.
So Rebbe saying that this svar can be true, even in the man of the Halachas Potter, this svar is still true.
Of course. Because we don't make a machlekes in it. Why would we make a machlekes? The Gemara is saying this svar is true. It's true in everybody. The Gemara doesn't say it only for one person. Why would we assume that way? Why should we assume that way? That's the pashtus. That the Gemara, once you see the Gemara holds Rav Ashi holds it's an emes asvara, so it's an emes asvara in everybody. You're saying that really Rav Ashi didn't like this svara. Rav Ashi only said it because he was stuck. And therefore, it's mistavra, then Rav Sheshes, he wouldn't say it. Maybe you could say such a structure, but it's very, very difficult to say that Rav Ashi only said it because he's stuck, and he doesn't even spell it out. The Gemara doesn't even spell out the svara. Taisus saying the svara. Gemara doesn't even bother saying it. So Gemara obviously held that it's a clear svara. Didn't have to even say it.
To say that if two is an easier tiny, that he won't do it just because of the fact that the star backs him up. He won't do it, the star backs him up, because it looks like he's only doing it because the star backs him up. So it's a doichi terence.
So excuse me. You want to be an apikiris? The Gemara holds of it. I don't care. You think it's doichik. You can go jump in the lake.
Taisus holds it doichik.
Taisus is an apikiris. The Gemara says it's a true svara. Taisus can't say it's doichik if the Gemara says it. That makes you into an apikiris.
Taisus is backed against the wall, and therefore he gives an answer because he's forced to give an answer.
But that means that it's MS.
What happens if it was no star?
Rabbi, I have a question.
The person says two, and here
question.
It is.
Let me hear some other question, please.
Listen, does Rabbi have an answer to the Nachlas Zavitz Kasha? It's the Gabaldic Kasha. Go straight
yes,
to step.
I think it's the Gabaldic Kasha.
Does Rabbi have a terrorist?
I hope so.
But Rabbi, there's a major Nachlas.
Instead of arguing back and forth like this, let's hear the terrorists.
Fair enough. Okay, I think we argued the point enough. Well, let's hear the terrorists.
I don't know if I can say
that. Oh, let's hear the terrorists.
If there's no star, let me continue.
Taisus needs to be exist. Taisus needs to be, keep Taisus and Dafke Moment Aleph alive. That's why Rebbe pointed out unbelievable that the Taisus have both alive. Taisus didn't kill the first one. Both are alive.
Right. The question is, how does Taisus know? That's the question. Okay. Anyway, I would suspect, half a rego. It's a little bit hard to say a teres and a half a rego.
Rashiva always did it 112. 112 was when the Rashiva said the Chidushim.
Okay, but then the Rashiva kept the guys in share till 2 o'clock.
No. 115 she was over. 112, he'd say the Chidusha.
Well, not in my days. Anyway, I would say like this. Is maybe Taivis really doesn't have a Havami. The answer is Pasha. If Taivis doesn't have a Havami, ask him Taimar. There's a reason why Taivis asked him Taimar. In other words, in Svara, Taivis would have heard his answer. But the reason why Taivis didn't hear his answer is because he got stuck with Rabbi Akiva. In other words, in Svara, Taisus holds that the answer really, if I would have asked Taisus in Svara, he would have said on his own the answer.
Which answer are we talking about?
I mean, the first Taisus. Taisus asked Akasha, you should have a migui, that you could say to. Taisus answers because Helech is Taifer Hakam. And therefore, there's awesome. So I say, Taisus really knew that Svara in his Havamina. That's an Eisen Svara. It's a simple Svara. It's not even worthy to ask a Kasha. Taivis would say that Svara without any Hechlus. It's such a good Svara. Even though the Nachlas Zavitz says it makes no sense, Taivis thinks it's such a Pashin and Svara. I don't even need a Hechlus to say that Svara. It's Pashin. So then why did Taivis ask him Taivar? Because Taivis thought that the fact that Rabbi Akiva says that there's a Migui shrugs up that Svara. So Taivis Havina was that the Svara shrugged up. So then I got a Kasha. Taivis answers, no, the Svara is a good Svara, like I always thought. Rabbi Akiva, I can deal with Rabbi Akiva. I have a way to deal. So really, the Chiddush of Taivis is not the Svara. The Chiddush of Taivis is that I can deal with Rabbi Akiva. Now, when Taivis on Dawin Amin days, when he gives his answer, he doesn't tell you how do you deal with Rabbi Akiva. So I would venture to say that you have to deal with Rabbi Akiva on Dawud Amid Beis the same way he dealt with Rabbi Akiva on Dawud Amid Aleph. So he has to anyway, even if the Iker Chiddush of Taisus and Dawud Amin Aleph was a Rekiva Rabbi Aziz, the Messiah Reshtara, that Iker Svara, Taisus and Dawud Amin Beis has to say also. Because once Taisus explains why it's not amigo, he said, what's John Rabbi Akiva? The Rekiva has to be that's his Messiah Reshtara. So it is amigo. So you have to basically. The main reason why Taibis is the whole Nachas Dov is Gosh is you don't have to come on to your Chinesh because you could have said what you said on Dawud Amid Beis. But Dawud Amid Beis needs the same Chinesh as Gimel as Dawud Amid Awif because the Iker Chinesh of Dawud Amid Awif is in the Rami Akiva. And that you need a Dawud Amid Beis also. So there's no. The whole Nachas Dov is Kasha doesn't begin. Nachas Dov is Kasha was, why are you saying Chidushim and Dawud Amin Aleph when you can get away without it? With you didn't need that Chiddush. This is not true. The Chiddush that I'm saying in Dawud Amin Aleph, you Nachas Dov is a Shitascha, that you thought that Taivis is Svara is a Chiddush. But we disagree with you, Nachas Dov. That's not a Chiddush. You know what Taivis is Chiddush was, Rabbi Akiva. And that Chiddush you'll have to say no matter what. So there's no reason why Taibis should drop when he sent it up to Dawud Amin Aleph because he would say it even without any Hechrach. Without any Hechrach, he would say it. The only thing he wouldn't say without any Hechrach is Unar Reakiva. And that there's a Hechrach for. So the first part of Taibis, the Kiva, the Ein HaPater, Yomer Shtayim, Havle, Gaibra, Kov, Ein of the Meis, Taibis will say that without a Hechrach. He doesn't need a Hechrach to say that.
Why didn't Rebekiva the question?
What?
Why is Rabbi Akiva not in the question? Why are you just only getting brought up in the answer?
Because, I don't know. That's what I'm trying to say. That Taivis knows Rabbi Akiva. That the whole problem that Taivis had is because he was Eza Chacham Arayis Andayrat. He sees from Rabbi Akiva that his Svara was wrong. So his Iker Chiddush to say, the Svara that I held is Pashin is right. I, Rabbi Akiva, I have an answer. So now the Nachas Dov said, but you don't need your Svara because you can say a different Svara. He says, you're right, I don't need your Svara, but I like it. But say what you said, Adapt to Howard. Even Adapt to Howard, the radical part of my Chiddush is Rabbi Akiva, you have to say Adapt to Howard too. So once you have to say my the Chiddush.
Dalad Mabez, yes.
Okay, anyway,
that's stretching for Rabbi Akiva and Dalam Abbas. That's a stretch. Dalam Abbas, Rabbi Akiva is a stretch. Because now it's Messiah and Shara, even though it's Kumaru Maramaram.
Please, you're going to Shitascha again. I'm not in your Shita. I'm sorry.
I'm not my Shita. What's my Shita?
I don't know.
Rabbi Akiva.
Rabbi Akiva and Dalam Abbas. Rabbi Akiva and Dawud Amid Beis is the same Rabbi Akiva. The Messiah Leishtara. It's the exact same Svara. So it just takes its Messiah Leishtara. And therefore, even though it's not such a good Migui, it makes it a good Migui. Because I would say it because Messiah Leishtara.
Murum Gemara.
We're on the step of Dawud. On the days when you know that when you're putter by two, there's no arume goma.
I mean that it looks bad. It looks bad. He doesn't want to find it.
But I'm also on Dawud Amin Aleph. It's Ha'oza. So it's the same Svara that even though there's a motivation why I don't want to do it, but the fact that the Messiah and Ishtar is a positive motivation that overcomes the negatives.
Rabbi, doesn't that make Svaras as Fuchas on Amid Beis then? Because we're saying it's a bad thing that we're saying it's a bad thing in Messiah Lishtar, so he's going to avoid saying it. And Rabbi Akiva is saying it's a good thing that's Messiah Lishtar.
That's not my problem. That's a different problem. That's a different problem. Nothing to do with our discussion. Okay. Anyway, okay. I'm going to go. We're going to go. Tomorrow, I'm Be'ezer Hashem. I hope to give share. But just have a little patience in case it doesn't come on right away. The yeshiva is having a donor dinner, which is for the big donors. And I'm planning on sneaking out for an hour, whenever it's for the speeches. but I might have a little trouble sending it. I'm not going to be giving it from my, I have to give it from Hollywood somewhere. So after, till I get it set up, it might just, theoretically, it might not work right away. So it might take a few minutes. Hopefully it'll be okay.
Well, Rebbe, Nassim Shire Schwartz, some of those donor dinners are very elaborate. I mean, are you sure Rebbe wants to sneak out for one of those? I mean, there it
sounds. Yes, like- I'm sure. Not only that, we're having some famous singer. I don't even know what he's, I never even heard of him, but they, everyone tell me he's famous.
Okay,
anyway, so it's open, but in case it, but seriously, in case, you know, because I don't, you know, they have to set up for me an internet spot so I can connect to the internet. So theoretically, you never know, something might go wrong. So you have to have a drop of patience. But okay. All right. Yeshikayach, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.